department and a service department that fixes them right the first time. Jacksonville Power Sports. Your hunt starts here. Visit JacksonvillePowerSports.com. That's JacksonvillePowerSports.com.
You're on the air.
WSOL HD2 Brunswick. W272CQ Jacksonville. Sunny 102.3. Jacksonville's greatest hits.
She's come undone. She didn't know what she was headed for. And when I found what she was headed for, it was too late. She's come undone. She found a mountain that was far too high. And when she found out she couldn't fly, the sun. She's come undone. She wanted truth, but all she got was lies. Came the time to realize, and it was too late. She's come undone. She didn't know what she was headed for. And when I found what she was headed for, the sun. She's come undone.
Sunny 102.3.
Sunny 102.3 presents The Gone Fishing Show with your hosts, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
I tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
But there's a sign upon your door.
Gone fishing. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing.
We gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing. Oh, yeah.
Hey, we're back, Joe. We're going. Hey, you got to open the door and let everybody else in. They're coming back with their Cokes and their soft drinks and their chips and their pretty smiles.
Where'd y'all get the beer at?
Yeah,
right. Yeah. My truck.
Oh, y'all went down that quick? All right.
All right.
Yeah, we have a short break now instead of that long break because we no longer have news.
No news.
No news. I like that.
It's all fake news anyway.
It's all fake anyway.
Or it's really frustrating.
Or it's frustrating. Yeah, one of the two. Then that's the truth. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. All right. We were talking about the Power Pole Redfish Tournament. It was the captain's meeting was out of Palms. Mm-hmm. And then Morningstar held the tournament. That's where they docked and weighed in.
Mm-hmm.
Roughly 70 boats in the tournament, and roughly around 50 to 60 boats weighed in, which is, I tell you what, that's a good amount of people to weigh in on a tournament, a very high percentage.
Well, I'll tell you what, but, a lot more of them weighed in on Saturday than they did on Friday, because Friday was pretty tough.
Yeah, I saw that.
But man, on Saturday, man, there was just the line was, I mean, I was like, wow.
Right.
A bunch of them, though.
But there's nice. Also some high quality.
Thank you.
I don't have my knife on me. I was like, I'll give you one.
You have to get that from the Secret Service.
The Secret Service. Oh, okay.
Okay.
I mean, I'll tell you in a minute.
Well, the government shut down, so you can't get one.
That's
all
right.
All right. So, anyway, Saturday was a much better day with much bigger fish.
Weather was a little nicer. A lot nicer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the weather was nicer. Not as much wind. The wind still blew, but it wasn't as bad as Friday was.
Right.
And Friday was blowing.
Yeah, that had to have been miserable.
It was. It was cold, too, on top of that.
Uh-huh.
It was cold and windy, and it just made it super tough. But
yep.
Saturday was a lot nicer. And like I said, we had both our fish before 8 o'clock on Saturday, and we had known where I'd stuck a fish that he's 8 pounds. And we had gone in there Friday to try to catch him. He came around a little corner on Zach's boat. He doesn't have power poles. And so the wind was pushing us so hard from the back, we couldn't stop it. And we come around the corner. He's normally 30, 40 yards from where we turned the corner as an oyster bed that we didn't even know was there. Uh-huh. And he's sitting right on top of it. And we went right over him, man. We're like, you know, so we kind of let him try to get settled down. And
what's that, Joe?
You have now got West Coast shrimp just came in.
Oh, okay.
And so we could never catch him. In other words, we left there and went and tried to catch a couple other ones. We were hog hunting at that point, trying to catch, you know, very specific. We knew where certain fish were, but it just didn't pan out. And Saturday was good. You know, we spent a lot of time trying to catch other fish that we had pre-fished and saw and seen, and they're just real spooky.
Now, tough. Friday, y'all were right around 7 pounds, if I remember.
Right.
A 3 pound and a 4 pounder.
Yeah, four, eight, four, and I can't remember, three, or yeah, three something, yeah.
Three something, okay. Right. And then Saturday, y'all really
to pick it.
Yeah. But evidently, those four fish, mm-hmm. you were in the top third of the
top third of it.
Yes, in the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a nice paying tournament.
$20,000.
Yeah. Now, what was your artificial bait that you enjoyed?
I threw a paddle tail most of the day. Did throw a top water a little bit in very first thing in the morning. And let me back up for 1 second. Have you noticed that the tides, you guys two fish in the tournament, the tides were running then super high.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and after talking to several of the guys, you know, we're supposed to have a low tide on both mornings. And one of the spots where I know that the fish had been there on both mornings, it should have been low and then low incoming.
Mm-hmm.
And we should have caught the second morning, we should have caught part of the low outgoing. And on both days, the tide was already in and already behind like the orchard beds and the grass and that kind of stuff.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but that was a northeast wind blowing.
Yeah, it holds the water in.
And that's what mm-hmm. it, I'm talking to guys, it didn't wind up holding in, they said, 14 to 16 inches.
Yes.
And when you're only fishing in a foot of water, 2 foot of water, that's a big difference, you know?
Yeah,
and so
yeah.
That's what had us.
It totally changes it
so
up.
That, so that's what had us really, that's what honestly had us messed up, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was just, in the one creek that we fished, honestly, Rick, I've never seen, 2 years, I've never seen anybody in it, ever. And we went to fish it Friday, and there was a tournament guy was in it. So we couldn't fish it. And then on Saturday, it was going to be our last spot because of the tide. And there's a guy in there with a kayak fishing on his way out. We went in there, and that's when we caught one of our big fish mm-hmm. in there. And it's just, yeah, but we couldn't get to it because, both days.
So you were using the basically paddle
tails? Yes, I was throwing a paddle tail because it's wintertime. I kind of go down to maybe 3.5 inch, 4 inch paddle tail, 1/8 of an ounce. I kind of go darker. But in the wintertime, this mm-hmm. is what I do. I threw a golden brim color a lot.
A little greenish.
It's like a root beer.
Root beer.
A root beer glitter color a lot, and that worked really well. And then I threw a lot of, it's like a whitish color with flakes in it, but it has a lime green tail.
Mm-hmm.
and absolutely tore my spank with that.
Yes. So now you were fishing in a lot of wind, both of you were.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's throwing top water, which is a hard bait, which gets a little distance.
Mm-hmm. Gets a lot of distance, and that helps us out a lot, especially when you get time when the tide gets held in,
uh-huh.
and you're trying to reach up on a flat that should have been dry, and the fish are held up on that flat because they don't have to come out.
Right.
That really helps me out a lot because I can draw them out a little bit.
Were you fishing out of the? Were you fishing with the wind? In other words, you were throwing with the wind with your plastics, or were you having to throw against the wind with those plastics?
Both, honestly.
Yeah, depends on which angle you're at.
Yeah. The east
kills
plastic.
Us here, you know.
Uh-huh.
The east kills our area.
Well, because then you get, especially when you get, like, the banks you like to fish are the ones that are getting blasted by the wind. That's real convenient.
I throw an inline spinnerbait a lot,
mm-hmm.
and I threw that, especially on the high water, I threw that a ton mm-hmm. on Friday.
Just trying to get a little extra attention.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure did. Well, that's paddle tails, people. It seems to be the choice of baits. Just about everybody I'm talking to. I'm going to start throwing some curly tails because I want to get prepared for Craig's tournament. I've had great luck with trout and curly tails, so I'm going to try that out and see if that works here in this wintertime.
And we'll tell everybody, you can just move your bait really, really slow.
Slow, because the fish are cold. They're not super aggressive. Everything is like motion when they hit.
I'm glad you brought that
up. Even when the top water hit, it is like slow motion for me.
It's all subtle, to be honest with you.
It's more like they come in and slurp it up than they hit.
Yeah, there's no that big giant thud like you're used to, you know, just come up and slam it. I caught one of them and it was like a... The wind was blowing so hard, I wasn't even sure if it was a bite, I'm going to be honest with you.
You're like, did the tail tag the oyster bed going by?
Now, we got my boat running, and I'm so excited. And, matter of fact, they're doing some finishing touches on it today. But I noticed the water temperature is 58 degrees. I'm telling you.
Colder than that. Yesterday it was 54.
54 yesterday?
Yes, sir, all day.
Because now I haven't been able to take the boat out since the weekend because they have been mm-hmm. adding to it and working on it. And buddy, I tell you what, and I took a mud minnow out. If he didn't get bit, he was cold. That poor little sucker was cold when I took him off.
Well, that temp's going to drop tremendously then by next week. That water's going
to
really be cold.
It got up to 60. Like term a day, it would start off at 58 and then got up to 60.
Mm-hmm.
My trips yesterday and the day before, it started at 56 at 10 yesterday morning, and by, believe it or not, by midday, it had gone down to 54 degrees yesterday.
Well, by the temps... Looking forecast the next week, you're probably looking at 50 degree water next week.
Both
those topwater hits that I had, they came up kind of quickly. They didn't really give you any show, and then when they hit the bait, it was more of a suck in. They just kind of like opened their mouth and kind of sucked it in. And it totally catches you off guard. And the first red Steve caught during the tournament on his plastic, he didn't know he had it.
That's how I was
doing it. It hit it, and he kind of thought he felt something. He's like, "Oh, I must have just like the tail tagged like an oyster bed or something." And he went to hit it, do it again, reel it again, twitch it again, and that's when he's like, kind of hit the wall, and it was like, "Oh, dang!" Yeah. You know.
Hey, let me ask you guys this question, maybe for you guys. So, you guys believe in putting like scent on your plastics?
Procure.
Use Procure. Use like gulp scent or whatever.
Or gulp plastics. Everyone probably uses gulp.
Sometimes I will. Yes.
The reason why I'm asking, it was funny because we were out there fishing, and I throw a lot of Procure stuff,
mm-hmm.
and I happened to throw a gulp jerk shad. Okay, and would catch them nonstop on the gulp shad. You know,
I'm hearing great things about gulp again.
So what I did, I put my other plastic on, put Procure all over it, nothing. So the second I changed colors,
mm-hmm.
took the plastic, put it inside the gulp bag, did it like, you know, shook it up in there.
Yeah, we used to do that.
Threw it out there. Boom. First. Yeah. I mean, it was just so weird how that day.
We would make sure we had a gulp container
mm-hmm.
with the fluid. Because gulp used to sell the fluid.
Yeah, right. you can buy them in a plastic.
And we would take whatever plastic we wanted to use and dip it in there.
You have to be careful. Some of it
296-2692. Give us a call. 904-296-2692. We'll be right back.
But it was...
For the finest soft plastic and topwater baits, use what the pros use, Down South Lures. If you're one of those skinny water anglers out there looking to boat some speckled trout or redfish, Down South Lures has you covered. Their Southern Shad line of soft plastic baits come in a variety of colors for clear and stained water use. Down South Lures is a family-owned and operated business that was inspired to make their own line of fishing lures because of their love for our coast and the great fishing that it offers. Get online now and visit DownSouthLures.com. That's DownSouthLures.com.
Southern Sportsman is now open on the south side of Arlington Expressway. They stock everything an outdoorsman thrives, from firearms and fishing, archery and knives. They've got bows by Hoyt, Obsession and Prime, with an archery range for practice time. Everything's there a fisherman digs, from T. Allen rods to TBS jigs. Guns by Glock can always be found at Southern Sportsman, the best in town. Located at 8324 Arlington Expressway. Give them a call today at 903-2745. That's 903-2745.
Florida Fab Works. If it's broke, we can weld it. If it's real broke, then we'll just fabricate you a new one. Welding takes years to master. At Florida Fab Works, they've been welding and fabricating for over two decades now. They weld anodized aluminum and stainless steel. Take a good close look at the T-top, the pulling platforms, the grab rails, and the leaning post on your vessel. If they need attention, give Florida Fab Works a call today. All new customers get 10% off any welding or fabrication. Florida Fab Works. Call 639-0365. That's 639-0365. Online at floridafabworks.com. No matter how well maintained your boat is, things can still happen. Props get sheared off, water pumps fail, and starters die. You need a reliable towing service. Join Towboat US. Low-cost options and reliable service. For just $149 a year, Towboat US provides you with unlimited towing on water breakdowns within their vast service area. And that's 24/7. The average tow is around $700. Towboat US membership is a clear alternative. Visit BoatUS.com and join today. Or give them a call at 249-4422. That's 249-4422.
When it comes to those pesky bugs, leave them to Beaver. Beaver Bug Blasters, that is. Clyde T. Bunk, the owner of Beaver Bug Blasters, can stop the bugs from coming into your home by building a bug beaver dam that will keep those bugs outside where they belong. Clyde appreciates your business, and he appreciates our veterans. That's why Beaver Bug Blasters is a proud supporter of the Heroes on the Water Foundation. Remember, if your pest control is a disaster, call the masters. Beaver Bug Blasters, 904-242-2847. That's 904-242-2847.
You've been wanting a reputable trolling motor shop in the Beaches area, and now it's here. Fish 307 Jacks. They're a certified Minn Kota service center with the tools and the know-how to get you back in the shallows. If you're needing cannon or walker downrigger work, Fish 307 specializes in that as well. They're conveniently located on Mayport Road, just one block north of Levy, and they're ready to get your boat off the trailer and back in the water where it belongs. Fish 307 Jacks. Give them a call today at 904-859-0966. That's 904-859-0966.
There's nothing worse than pulling your boat down the road and your trailer gives way. That's why you need to call Jim Pritchard at the Fat Cat Trailer Store. Jim's been providing trailer repairs for over 20 years. Welding, bearing replacement, parts, and custom-made axles are all right here at Fat Cat Trailer. Your boat belongs in the water, not in the median. Call Jim at Fat Cat Trailer, 247-1727. That's 247-1727. Fat Cat Trailer Service, near the Beach Boulevard boat ramp at 211 20th Street North, Jacks Beach.
Looking for a great day of fishing or want to learn how the pros do it? Then you need to call Captain John Eggers. John's one of the leading guides in the Jacksonville area. John's won such tournaments as the Cabela's IFA Redfish Tournament and has been on many outdoor shows such as TNN and NBC Sports. He'll combine his knowledge of tournament fishing with his charter experience to ensure you have a trip of a lifetime. Give John a call at 591-1611. Again, 591-1611. Or stop by Rick's Bait and Tackle for John's information.
Save a nickel, save a dime. You'll save a bundle at Jack's Bargain Cabinets and Flooring. Save big bucks on building materials from kitchen cabinets, vanities, granite countertops, carpet, and vinyl flooring. Jack's Bargain Cabinets beats the britches off those big box stores by as much as 40%. Bring them a quote from the Fat Cats and they'll beat it like a dusty rug. Jack's Bargain Cabinets are all wood at discount prices. Go to jacksbargaincabinets.com and see the huge selection of kitchen cabinets and countertops. Get a full kitchen or bathroom upgrade in less than 2 weeks at Jack's Bargain Cabinets, 455 Cassett Avenue.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show,
Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Okay, right, we're back right, for an hour. Right. Hour, no, three quarters of an hour.
One, it was 120, looks like.
So but, he wanted us to finish talking about that gulp and the whole dissolving plastic.
That was his instructions before he walked out to go tinkle.
I mean, I've had them dissolve a little bit, but it's normally when the plastics themselves mix together, as opposed to, I think, the formula, you know, making them, mix or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But as we were just talking off air, it was just amazed to throw those two different, you know, I have, probably as far as procure goes, I have the mullet, mm-hmm. I have crab, the inshore, and the shrimp.
My favorite is the menhaden. Mm-hmm. The mullet and the inshore, those are the three I stick to.
And Zach has, my partner, he has the menhaden. Mm-hmm. And so, but it was just almost like a little test we were doing, mm-hmm. you know, and to throw the one out there and nothing touch it, and then throw the other thing out there, the same color now.
Yeah, same color.
Just different flavor. Mm-hmm. And then hit that. Mm-hmm. So it just shows you how just the little intricate details.
Of taste and...
What it's just whatever they want that day.
Uh-huh.
That's what's amazing about it. You have to figure that out.
You have to figure it out. And you don't. There's like I was telling you, one of our go-to things is the dead stick gulp shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
And you sit on a school that's not eating. You can't get them to eat, and you finally spook them up a little bit, and they'll roll around, and they'll lay back down and settle back down, and they're just nope, not eating. Dead stick out there. Throw it out there. It might be 5 minutes, might be 15, but you can usually get one to pick it up and walk around with it.
Now, will you throw into the grass and bring it out of the grass?
I will, yes. Yeah. I mean...
I do all the time. I throw a weedless. We used to see before.
Well, I did that with a unfair greenie, you know, which was a hard bait.
Greenies have treble hooks on it.
Though. Yeah, it's got treble hooks on it, but I would throw it in there.
Why?
And, yeah, because that's where I had most of my luck with my trout. Oh. Especially when, you know, out of a kayak now.
Greenie? Yeah.
Yeah, at Browns Creek.
Just throw
you know when you go out underneath the bridge, Browns Creek, you make your first right turn, and then you make an immediate right turn again, right there along that wall. That's where I used to catch my trout all the time.
Yeah, but, I just do a plastic in that. Yeah.
It would catch. It would, you know, you'd have to tug and pull a little bit, but yeah, it would come back out.
Yeah, when I'm throwing in the grass, I throw an inline spinner bait right through.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I either throw that or I throw a not near my. I don't want to say that. But I it's plastic, but I throw something else that's kind of like that. But I either throw an inline spinner bait in the grass or just one other thing that's weedless.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it works. I mean, catch them all the time.
Yeah.
You know, especially when they're in the grass, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's when the water's in the grass, the trout will come do the ambush thing in and out of there off of points.
I was talking about redfishing, though. Mm-hmm. To my redfish or to my trout now?
Oh, he said he gets trout all the time.
Yeah, that was my trout. Sorry. Yeah.
So I was referring back to that. I mean, the trout will pop out of the grass all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, their trout bite's still really good. We caught about three dozen of them yesterday.
Nice.
There were no real big ones though yesterday.
They're kind of.
You know, we were.
Are you targeting any sheeps?
Have not.
Flounder. Anything with flounder coming up?
Did try some flounder earlier in the week and caught two flounder, but they were small.
Small.
Really small.
Have you seen the sheep running on the oyster beds yet?
Yes.
I was going to say, that's usually how we.
They're
that's
everywhere.
How we. That's how we catch the sheep head is by. Yeah, we'll be sight casting the reds on the oyster bed, and you'll go, "Oh, there's a sheepy!" And every once in a while, you can get one to bite.
Or what sucks is
black drum on any bait. Any clients? You put in any dead bait on these clients at all, or are you just fishing
very little dead bait? Okay. I mean, most of them. I know the black drum. There are some pretty good ones around. You got to get out towards the inlet for those. Mm-hmm. But What's crazy is when you go chasing a tail and you think it's a redfish tail and you get up there and it's a darn sheep's head.
Mm-hmm.
It's happened. You
we had it happen a couple times.
You can't tell from the distance, mm-hmm. you know.
But especially the lighting just wrong and you're like, all you see is a tail and you get all excited about it.
There are a lot of sheep's head right now in mm-hmm. the creeks around the oyster beds. Bunch. No doubt about it. So we saw, in fact, it's one of the biggest schools. I didn't realize that sheep's head really they kind of school up.
Oh, do they? I've only seen them in small groups, like, you know, threesies, foursies.
There may be 8 or 10 of them when I saw. Okay. To me, that's a little school of them. But, I mean, they were all together, and we thought it was basically a redfish, and got up there, and they were all sheep's head.
Huh.
I was surprised. You know, at first I thought they were black drum, little black drum, but once we actually get them.
Well, you'll see a bunch of them around pilings if the pilings are loaded
mm-hmm.
with the barnacles. Yeah.
The guys are still catching them at the jetties right now, so they must still be around and stuff like that.
Yeah, they're catching a ton of them. A
bunch of them, yeah, wearing them out there.
That's all sound.
Dave Jackson.
Yeah, all those pilings in there on those two bridges.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, everybody's those pilings are numbered, and everybody's got their own little secret number. So whenever they launch, they go straight to that number.
There's a lot of guys.
But those
them.
Pilings are so stripped right now; it's pathetic.
Yeah,
you know, it's just
Well, because everybody knows about the pilot.
Right.
two weekends ago, I was out fishing on a charter, and buddy, there it was fun like you're talking about. It was almost every single pylon there was a boat. I mean, it was like, I'm like, man, what in the world? Yeah. But there's a bunch of them out there though. But the jetties, but the sheephead bite apparently is really good at the jetties right now. And just as far as that, we're here. You know what I mean? But
now the tournament's what, Rick? March?
I'm sorry.
March is sheephead tournament, El Cheapo?
March
the 9th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Rick, when is that that offshore club thing you were telling me about a couple weeks ago?
I think Jeff was there last night. Jeff, if you're listening, I apologize. I left my telephone at the store, and I wasn't driving all the way back to the beach, and I didn't really care about talking to anybody. So we usually go to every one of the meetings. It was last night, but Terry and them were packing up, getting ready to go out of town.
So the meetings are on Thursday nights, is that right?
The first and third,
Thursday
night of. And it's a great club.
Third
Thursday.
The doors open at 6 and the meetings begin at 7. Great meals. Yeah, the ladies and gentlemen, both of them.
Now, where's that located? It's at the Mayport Ramp, right?
Right, Mayport Ramp.
Pull into the parking lot.
There's two trailers.
There's a trailer right there on your left-hand side. Right there.
You're right.
Yeah, where they weigh in at tournament,
Yeah, there's a cop.
As soon as there's a cop on the right-hand side.
Right, this on the left, then.
Yeah, it's on the left-hand side.
When is that tournament y'all were telling me about that they're having?
That's the one that's the 29th, I think.
February? Or this month?
January. January. Oh, next week I got to sign up for it.
Okay, I'm trying to keep all myself straight here. I just haven't. Do we do any stuff with the Greater Jacksonville Kingfish Tournament? I know you guys go on media day and that sort of stuff.
Right, right.
I usually give them I'm going to give them a kayak. This is probably the last year I'm going to sponsor
the kayak tournament. Division.
I finally got by there. The reason I'm asking it. I'm sorry.
But if they don't start getting more kayakers in it.
They had a pretty good turnout last year relative to the previous years.
Can you catch kingfish over the kayak?
Yeah.
No. It's a
fresh
red. It's a redfish part of it.
Right.
Oh, yeah, the white fishing, yeah. We won it last year, yeah.
The kingfish has the redfish division, and it has two divisions, the boat and kayak division.
It has several tournaments in that whole week.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have
spots division.
It's spots and weight.
You know what? I'm glad you mentioned that, too. Joe, we need to drive over to Beach Boulevard Power Sports and see if they're going to have the spots tournament
Motorsports.
Again.
Motorsports
is what I said.
Andy Kent.
They're one of our sponsors here in the show, and then we sponsored them in that tournament by running free ads for them last year. And I've had two or three people come by wanting to know if they're going to do it again because they did not have a good turnout last year. I think
that was the first one.
Yeah, first year of it.
Yeah.
And then, but I think you had to go by their place of business to. You pick up
I fished in it last year several times. We finished third and fifth,
but it's a great tournament. I mean, there's one that nobody can set up for somebody. You know, in other words, you never know how many spots that redfish is going to have. Mm-hmm. If he's going to have 20, or is he going to have one? So it's
a 2-day deal too. I think days. I want to say it's like Friday and Saturday.
It's Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday. That's right. Saturday and Sunday. By like 4 o'clock or something like that. And,
so if you don't get to fish one day, you get another chance the second day. And again, one fish with the right number of spots, and you're a winner. And I think last year he was almost giving out like $1,000.
It was going to be it.
And let me tell you what, they got some beautiful Ranger boats over there.
Yeah, they do.
They're good people, great people. They support the fishing community. They support this show. And
I was going to ask you about that because the lady said that they're looking for a radio operator for the couple of days of the Kingfish tournament. I stopped by there and got my hats. Remember I told you about the hat he had on the day?
Uh-huh.
And she was asking me if we knew anybody or I knew anybody that would like maybe want to volunteer to run the, I guess, CB radio or something for them or maybe for a couple of days. And that's what I would ask and put it out there. So
It's just matter of fact, I think she's supposed to contact me pretty soon with about the ad and everything and the kayak.
904-296-2692, listener to the Gone Fishing Radio Show in Jacksonville, Florida on Sunny 102.3 FM, website gonefishingshow.com. We'll be right back.
Washington. Better price. Better get to Baxley.
Nearly 700 new Fords on the ground are on the way. Come get exactly what you want. Much more truck for your truck buck and a free lifetime flywheel train warranty to boot. Hey, if you want a better deal, better get to Baxley.
Hey, there ain't nothing to it but to go on and do it. So talk to us.
Save up to $13,500 off MSRP on best-selling 18 Ford F-150s. Over 300 F-150s on the ground. What's that? You need a Super Duty? Over 200 Super Duties road ready. Select 19 Ford Super Duties, $6,000 off sticker. SUVs? Come on! Come to Woody Folsom Ford and drive a new 18-inch home at up to $7,200 off MSRP. We are loaded! They're flying out of here! To get a better deal and better service, better get to Baxley and Woody Folsom Ford. It don't get no better.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click plumberandjax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
Mary, Queen of Scots, was the Catholic Queen of Scotland for 25 years in the 16th century. During her reign, a Scottish clergyman named John Knox helped to lead the Protestant Reformation and establish the Presbyterian denomination in Scotland. And Mary is recorded as saying she feared the prayers of John Knox more than the efforts of 10,000 soldiers. She must have been familiar with James 5:16, where James writes that the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. If there is a nation or a neighborhood you want to win for Christ, begin by praying. It's what the devil fears the most. And this is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover how God answers prayer on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
My name is Miranda, and I am in the Life Builders program at City Rescue Mission. I have struggled with depression, self-harm, and suicidal thoughts since I was very young. I got married and pregnant at a young age, and for a while, I was finding my worth in men. My mom and brother had been through the Life Builders program here at City Rescue Mission, so I came looking for help. I truly appreciate the counselors and also my ministry assignment. I've never had structure or routine in my life. My ministry assignment is my responsibility, and it is something I take pride in. I am also just one test away from completing my GED, which I don't think I could have done without the City Rescue Mission. I'm thankful for City Rescue Mission and the relationship I now have with Jesus.
I'm Penny Keevitt, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more, or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Okay.
I just got a message from a beautiful young lady named Miss Fields, and her... Gary Fields this morning looks like he caught himself a very nice red, guys.
Awesome.
Yeah, I can show y'all the pictures right there. That's beautiful. Terry. Yeah, it's a nice fish. And Miss Fields is a sister of a guy I graduated from high school with, and it's amazing both of us are still alive after we got through high school. That's amazing. All right, we got Rob on line one. Rob, how you doing, buddy?
Hello.
I'm doing great. How about y'all?
Good. I was glad to see you got a good report from your doctor on that cancer. I had the same cancer you did, and it's no fun getting those treatments, is it?
No, it's not.
All right, brother, what's going on?
I had a question for Captain Don.
Yes, sir.
What inline spinnerbait do you use?
The one I got from you, the ones I've got from you a while back. I think I got about 10 from you last time I was there, and I used the gold one sometimes with the rattle built into it, and the one that seems to do the best. That seems to do the best when I'm throwing up in the grass. When I'm not throwing in the grass, I use the, which I do need to get some more of those, the ones that are silver with that kind of offset-looking blade.
Okay.
I only have like two of those left. I need to get some of those, but those are the ones I use all the time.
All righty. Well, you know where I'm at.
Right. I have time to get over there. That's the problem. I've been here lately. But I do need to get a couple of those, though. I'm out of silver ones altogether.
Okay.
The rattle on one of them, I had to bring it to you, show you.
Rick, I went by the store and you got some empty hooks in there.
Rick has his name on the store only.
That would be Joe's fault.
That's Keith. That's Keith. Rick goes in, the doors are open, and the roof's on the building, and Rick goes out. And I go fishing nowadays.
Rick checks the register.
Rick comes in.
He checks the register.
Rick comes in, he robs the register, and then leaves.
That's right.
After you go across the street and eat some of Jim's cooking.
That's right. Yeah. But
he cooked.
Jim can cook, buddy. He can cook. And
that's funny.
Yeah, we might have some major news about Jim here pretty soon.
How's he doing?
He's doing good. He's recovered from his health issues and doing good.
Hey, what's his last name, by the way? I call him Big Jim, but what's his last name? I can't remember.
God, I just
Pritchard. Went
blank. Pritchard, that's it. Thank you.
That's it, man.
Just what I
that.
Said, Pritchard.
I couldn't remember that, man.
I couldn't remember it either at the time. I tell you what.
Some say Pritchett, some say Pritchard. It's Pritchard.
It's Pritchard, right. Big Jim.
Rob, how are you feeling, though?
I'm doing great. Got most of my strength back. I still seem to nap a little bit more than I used to.
That has to do with age, my friend. As soon as I leave this building here, I'm straight to the house, and my head is on the pillow for an hour and a half.
You know what time I got up this morning?
I don't
5 minutes to eight.
I don't care.
5 minutes to eight. I never slept past four in my life.
Well, I just think that I must be down in old Mexico and need a siesta.
That's it, buddy. The only thing I'm not doing is drinking that tequila.
Me neither.
Me neither, buddy.
Love it.
Smell it. Used to be a friend of mine, but no more.
No more.
Jose Cuervo.
Never been a friend of mine.
But my go-to drink.
But in all seriousness, it's up to Keith, and then Keith gets with me, and then we get things done. I cannot.
So actually, it's up to Rick.
No.
I called Keith last week. That's why I was.
Well, hey.
Evidently, he didn't get with you to get with him to get with me.
No, but let me tell you what. Your stuff can't get too low because Terry will start getting on me.
Right. She went down tournament fishing. You're probably totally cleaned out.
She went. No, I locked the doors and didn't let her get in there.
Surprised we got any bait left.
I know. We don't have no fiddlers left, that's for sure.
She took all those.
All the girls.
Where are they going to?
They went down to Sebastian. And they're doing some sheephead fishing down there.
Took surfboards with them.
A little cold for that.
Not the surfboards. It's the
paddleboards, you mean?
No, kayaks.
Oh.
And she just texted me they're down there safely and just made it. And they're unloading and getting ready to go fishing.
I like Miss Terry. She's a nice lady.
Unloading to get loaded or?
Probably so with the group she's
probably.
With.
let the margaritas begin.
Well, I tell you what, you got Blanc, you got Ann Crowler, you got Jacqueline Olsen.
Oh, God.
Power drinkers?
I mean to tell you. Those
Brazilian power drinkers.
Yeah.
Did they bring the wine, the cellar with them?
All I know is that Jackman's going around giving everybody hugs. That's all
nice.
I know.
Hey, did the one girl go off the show? What's her name? Yeah, she's on our show all sometime, the girl. Liz.
Elizabeth? Liz.
No, Liz didn't go. All right. Rob, your stuff is starting to sell, though. Doing good? And people getting over having it? And let me tell you, though, last year is...
Linnea?
Yes?
You're still welcome to come by the store anytime and check us out.
Thank you. I will.
All righty.
All right,
well,
buddy.
Y'all have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Anyway, Terry Fields caught this nice red this morning, and well, I tell you what, the water looked calm this morning. Of course, now he's back in the creeks getting sheltered. So it's evidently the bite was on this morning.
Ricky, speaking of the water, it has gotten a lot clearer the last couple of days.
Boy,
now,
somebody else
told
me that.
Yesterday, I couldn't believe it, honestly, where I was at. I mean, now, it's funny, I was just last Friday and Saturday, the tournament. Friday was horrible. It got a little bit better on Saturday. Monday I worked and it was still kind of dirty. But then on Wednesday and Thursday, I was just almost like almost overnight how it just cleaned up. I mean, you can see now about 18 inches maybe,
right?
Which is pretty good for our area, you know.
that's super for our area.
If you drop your bait down and you see it, you're like, wow, that's crazy.
Captain John Eggers and Captain Todd Wilcox been by the store, and they were mentioning too how the water's getting clean. Guys, as far as we can tell, you know, if you're fishing the intercoastal section, intercoastal being on the south end of the river, Pablo Creek area, the reds seem to be, all those reds seem to be back in the creeks. And Terry got to see her first telling red. Now, we did not have the big, we had the big motor on.
That's not. She saw him with me the day we fished. I showed it right to her. She even pointed it out, and she caught a 27-inch fish. That is not.
Well, that's the first time she's ever seen him just laying there on the side like that, according to her.
Okay.
With Rick.
Oh, maybe with Rick.
Maybe with me. I don't know.
Because what's funny is when she saw it, she didn't know what it was, and she brought it to my attention, and she pointed out before I actually saw it. And so that's why I remember
well,
it specifically.
Well, now she saw this one before I saw it.
And she did me the same way, and she goes, look, and we trolled right down there, and I said, put it right down there, and she...
But we were way back in the creeks, and that's when we started finding the reds, way back. And they were laying on the banks. It looked like they were sunning, basically.
Uh-huh, they are.
And my trolling motor...
Getting warm.
Speaking of batteries, see, my batteries weren't in yet, so we were...
You were subject to the red flashing death of doom light.
So we had the big motor on, and as soon as that we went around that corner, she spotted it, and it took off, and that was it. And, I mean, but there were some nice reds back
there.
Yeah,
they're definitely right now. They're hanging out. They're going to be, a little deeper water, like the creek holes, you know what I'm saying? But as soon as they can get back to where the warm mud is,
yeah.
I mean, you need to play.
That's what he was doing.
You got to get back as far as you can go. Yeah. That's exactly right.
I mean, especially when the tide comes back, and they're going to rush right up on all those flats when it's been baking in the sun.
Yeah, sure do.
It was just laying on that black mud. Mm-hmm. But it was still.
Yep.
But you have to go as far as you can go, and if you can't go any farther, stop, and then wait for the water to come by and keep moving in with it.
Well, the point I was trying to make before all the BS started.
before we degraded.
The water was clear enough to see the red, and it wasn't covered in mud and everything.
Yes, yeah.
And it was a beautiful red color, red,
real bronzy, coppery color.
Hey Rick, isn't it amazing how you can go into one creek and catch one, and he'll look like a pumpkin, and then you can catch one 50 yards down the creek on the bank or something, and he's silver looking. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. And all I can think of is that some of the reds have been back there longer than the others.
Yeah, he's fresh in from being more river to the ocean area.
Right,
coming
out in the inlet or sound, I guess.
Yeah.
So,
what are you making all that noise over there?
Well, because it's our last 15 minutes, and that's how we make it.
Did I make it?
No, not even. You were short.
He's been short all his life.
904. Been short all his life.
She reminds me of that all the time.
92.
His wife's been laughing.
296.
She felt sorry for him.
6.
Really short. Real short. That's what she does, Joe. She laughs every time you get in
there. 904-296-2692, Gone Fishing Radio Show. Quit laughing over there, boy. I see you laughing. Y'all stand by. We'll be right back.
Hey, you want to boat some fish? Call Captain Don Taylor at Inshore Outdoors Fishing. He's a regular right here on the Gone Fishing Show, and boy, can he fish. From Nassau to St. Augustine, Captain Don has been hooking redfish, trout, flounder, sheep's head, tarpon, and snook for years. You'll be fishing with one of the best while using the latest rods and reels. Book your family-friendly charter today. Inshore Outdoors Fishing. If the fishing is tough, stay longer. If the fishing is great, stay all day. Call 318-9906. That's 318-9906. Online at InshoreOutdoorsFishing.com.
Do you have a boat? Then you need to know Shark Attack, a mobile marine service licensed and insured to install and repair marine generators, electronics, stereos, water and waste systems, as well as complete or partial rewires. Have a boat? Then you need to know a mobile marine technician that will come to your boat. Shark Attack does just that. Also offering consulting and pre-purchase inspections. Call 904-200-8709. That's 904-200-8709. And receive $50 off your first service call.
Palm Cove Marina, the place boats call heaven. And for good reason, Palm Cove Marina prides itself by offering the largest dry storage facility coupled with the finest wet slip accommodations on Jacksonville's intracoastal waterway. Also, you'll find that Palm Cove Marina provides full marine service, a travel lift, very competitive ethanol-free fuel prices, and they even have a swimming pool. Palm Cove Marina, located on Beach Boulevard on the west side of the intracoastal waterway. Call 223-4757, online at palmcovemarina.com.
If you're a serious angler, you want to increase your casting distance and accuracy. You want to limit wind knots and bird nests. You want the new Wave Series rods from T. Allen Rods.
T. Allen Rods.
It's the first production rod in the world featuring a 100% carbon fiber rod mated with the microwave guide system. It's a revolutionary rod for serious anglers. The new Wave Series from T. Allen Rods. Built in America and available now at tallenrods.com. T. Allen Rods, the finest rods on earth.
Atlantic Coast Marine, the name to remember for Maverick, Hughes, Pathfinder, Canoe, and Sundance boats. We're also a full-line Yamaha dealer with the best prices on Yamaha engines. A winner of Yamaha's Best in Class 3 years running, Atlantic Coast Marine will get you set up with the right engine the first time. We offer a huge service facility performing everything from fiberglass repair to engine rebuilds. Atlantic Coast Marine, 13748 Atlantic Boulevard at the Intercoastal Waterway. Call 221-0793. That's 221-0793.
Don't throw away that broken reel. Get it repaired by Keith Secor, better known as Keith the Reel Guy. For years, Keith the Reel Guy has saved many a reel from being thrown away. If your reel is in need of repair, just drop it off at Rick's Bait and Tackle in Jacksonville Beach, or you can just give Keith the Reel Guy a call. He's at 904-631-8924. Keith can get your reel repaired at a fair price and in a timely fashion. Call Keith the Reel Guy today and get your favorite reel back on the rod and out of the garbage can. Keith the Reel Guy, 904-631-8924.
For the finest soft plastic and topwater baits, use what the pros use, Down South Lures. If you're one of those skinny water anglers out there looking to boat some speckled trout or redfish, Down South Lures has you covered. Their Southern Shad line of soft plastic baits come in a variety of colors for clear and stained water use. Down South Lures is a family-owned and operated business that was inspired to make their own line of fishing lures because of their love for our coast and the great fishing that it offers. Get online now and visit DownSouthLures.com. That's DownSouthLures.com.
The best way to go fishing around here is to join Jacksonville Boat Club. We furnish the boats, the insurance, and take care of all the maintenance. You'll enjoy completely hassle-free valet service on the premier fleet in the Southeast. When you arrive at the dock, your boat will be ready to go. You won't spend hours getting it ready or have to wait in line at the marina or boat ramp. Just remember, we clean the boats, but you clean the fish. JacksBoatClub.com.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
You know, speaking of plastics, one of our advertisers just came through. I'm going to tell you what, he's got some good plastics, and
Down South Lures.
Yeah. I'll tell you, a lot of guys around here use those Down South Lures.
I catch trout with them.
Yeah.
You know.
They're great plastic, and
he's come out with a lot of new products too. I've seen him posting. Right. He's got his Facebook page. He's out in Texas.
He's out in Texas, and you can find him also in an academy in
right.
Bait and tackle. I don't know
strike zone. I think
you see in strike zone.
I think so. Don't quote me on it.
Okay, just you quoted yourself just now.
Well.
Okay.
Goodness gracious.
All right. Also, I wanted to mention Brett Cannon. I went by, again, by Anna's house last night. Steve's got a beautiful, beautiful boat that he just bought from Brett.
Got one two years ago, didn't he?
Yeah, he got another one this year. Hmm. And it is a beautiful Pathfinder from Brett Cannon. And so it's Brett does a great job for everybody locally. And
I need to go see him, too.
So anyway, yeah, and one of the best repair shops in the world for Yamahas is Brett and Atlantic Coast Marine. Guys, if you got any problems with your motors or anything, that's the place to go. It's to see Brett, who works for Brett.
Brett works
for Brett.
Yeah, he's a good guy, man.
He's a good guy, and he's a great Yamaha. He knows the Yamahas in and out.
Yeah, he knows.
You know, do they still make 2-stroke engines, brand new ones now?
Mm-hmm.
Do they?
Yeah, I think okay. as far as I know, yeah.
Okay, I'm just curious. I didn't know.
I know it was sounding like they're going to get rid of them, possibly.
I'm sure they will.
Yeah, because it's been the same hubbub when they talk about it when snowmobiles and stuff.
What size do they go up to?
That was going to be my next question.
I was told they're going to get rid of them because the 2-strokes last too long.
Oh.
That's what they told. I mean, truthfully, that's what the mechanic told me. Said they last too long. So.
Hey, what happened to Volkswagen and why?
There you go. Same
what happened to the slant six engine? If y'all are old enough to know what a slant six engine is.
Yep. Plymouth Valiant.
Yeah, so that's my first
push
car
button on. Transmission.
My dad bought me that when I got my scholarship. The money he had saved for my college, he bought me a slant six engine. That thing
best
ran.
Best little motor in the world.
That's why though they don't break. So that's why you know.
And well, they're coming back out with them.
Really?
This year, 2019, you'll see the slant six. And that I tell you what, that 2-stroke 90 that I have. It's a great
motor. The same way I ride that thing. I mean, and it's can't kill it, man.
And
truthfully, I've tried.
If it could be killed, I would have tried. Yeah.
I don't think you can run it much harder than I do.
Yours is a 2-stroke Yamaha, isn't it? Yeah. See, there's a good example.
Mercury.
Oh, yours is a Mercury.
Yeah, but everybody I've talked to, that's the reason why I said they're trying to phase them out because you can't kill them, you know, and they're trying to phase out some of the technology to make it where it's but they're easy to work on, though. That's why all the mechanics like working on because it's.
We didn't really diddly squat about it. And, I mean, you know, yeah, okay, it had a failure, but it was easily repaired and put back up.
The electronics of it, you don't have to like.
Before you leave, I got to ask you a question. Okay, all right. I interrupted my show just to talk to
you. You're talking to us?
It's a guy that gets up. You know, anybody crazy enough to get up in a machine that has one tiny bolt hanging your life on. And it goes around in circles like that, a helicopter. And I'll tell you what.
No, it has two. There's one in the back, too. But why does it spin opposite than the one up top? One on top goes round and round. The other one goes up and down.
Because you got one that controls you up and down. You got one that controls you side to side.
And it keeps it from spinning the helicopter around with it.
How come the wheels never tuck in?
Well, I'll tell you what.
Some of them do.
I can tell that you don't know how to throw a live shrimp.
Dang.
Because I bet you...
You throw a live shrimp?
You probably never pinch off the tail, so that means you got a helicopter flying through the air.
I take the head and tail off.
Well, then he's not a live shrimp.
I just pinch the tail off. I just pinch the tail off.
That's it. You don't helicopter and...
Yeah. You're lying and everything,
lying everything else. I know it. And so...
But Rick, you got to fish though every now and then.
I'm going to make him get a boat. He needs to get a boat.
I can't wait to see you guys on your boat. In fact, when I get a ride on the boat.
And as soon as he gets finished with it, he's still, you know, he got it good enough for me and Terry to go out in. You know, so we got to fish last weekend. And then he's been working on it some more. And then there's probably be one more stage before we get it completely finished.
What is he working on now?
The batteries for the trolling motor.
It's 24 volt?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a flat bottom boat, so you can't drill into the. To the boat because you're through the bottom of the boat,
mm-hmm.
So they have to put in something
into subfloor.
Yeah, and then put the battery boxes into that and so on. So that's what they're working on today. And so I'll have my trolling motor, and I won't spook the reds now when I go back in the creeks. I've never had, actually, all these years I've been fishing and all these years that I've been at boating, I've never had a boat that's actually as nice as this one. Power pole. I've got a 20.
Really?
Yeah, never. Mine have always been just basic fishing boats. I mean, basic. I had a trolling motor, 70-pound thrust.
That's on the surprising other. To him being a bait and tackle guy. You'd think he'd have like a, you know, GM up boat, take his clients on the stuff, you know, in a way, kind of.
Well, my clients come and buy their bait and go out in their own boats, which are probably 20 times nicer than mine's always been. So, I mean, I got to sit outside and drool as they drove by.
Right.
So, do you have a tiller kind, or you got the remote control controller motor, or what?
I got the foot pedal.
Foot pedal?
Uh-huh. So, I control it with my feet.
I like those.
And wherever am I at in the boat, I control it. And thank you for tuning in to the Gone Fishing Show. We were honored to have the lovely Linnea here with us today.
Yahoo, Wahoo.
Get your Wahoo, yeah.
And one of our regulars.
Don Taylor Jr.
That's him. And
904-296-2692. Put that in your phone for next week. Give us a call. Y'all please be safe out there on the water.
I want to know who your special guest was. He's the prize guest. I missed the show.
We'll see y'all next week.
Man.
On the go.
Fishing show.
Good day.
Gone fishing.
What a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark say goodnight, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how. Cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful
world. The legendary Arlo Guthrie returns to the Florida Theater.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Hear the Alice's Restaurant Massacre song in its entirety. Arlo Guthrie, live at the Florida Theater on January 23rd. Tickets are on sale now. Order online at floridatheater.com. The Florida Theater is sponsored by Community First Credit Union.
Okay, man, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do.
Don't give up. Show the world that you're tougher than tough.
Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP.